think about the Lord's Supper, a lot of times we'll read from Matthew 26, and I'm going to start in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 26. And when evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, "Surely, not I, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely, not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. I think about just that scene of Jesus and his disciples gathered around that table, and even Judas being there, and the significance of that. But as everybody was gathered around that table, he was asking them to partake with him of this bread and this fruit of the vine, to remember and to honor. We take this time in our service this morning to do just that. We've gathered to praise today. We have gathered to study and be surrounded by God's word and to learn and grow from it. But now we take this time to gather around this table, to gather around it in fellowship with one another, that we're going to be partaking of it together. We're going to remember and we're going to honor Christ for what he has done. And again, when we think about coming together and gathering together with this communion, we do this with one mind, with one heart, as we lift up our thoughts, and we lift up our prayers, and we lift up who we are in thankfulness to God for his sacrifice, God sending his Son, Christ's sacrifice of sacrificing himself on the cross for us. And we gather around the table to partake of the bread that represents his body that was crucified for us and his blood that was shed. So I ask that you focus on these things in this part of our service. And the song that we're going to sing to continue these thoughts is going to be the song that's called The Lord's Supper. And